welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy and welcome to Wildwood, a small town in the midst of some pretty big changes. An exciting and sometimes frightening thing change is. Funny how the same situation can be a source of fear to one person and the cause of celebration for another.
Dear Diary, big changes are coming and I hate it. Things were really, really good, and now everything's ruined. It all started at church a couple of weeks ago. Pastor Flint was announcing plans for Wildwood Community Church's 50th anniversary.
The Lord has blessed us with 50 years together as a congregation, and 48 of those years in this very building. Well, 50 years we've been here reaching out and teaching the gospel of Christ to Wildwood. I'd say that it is time for a celebration. And I hope that all of you plan to join me in that celebration next month. We will
Mom,
need volunteers for a planning
committee.
How long
have we been going to this
and some
church
of you should
since
start
before you were born,
about
sweetheart?
How you can help out in your own way.
I shut the door.
Willie, you get over here. Mom.
I'll get him, Willie. You have got to stop slamming that door.
That's a port bean.
It's giving way. Everyone needs to leave now.
Okay, let's move quickly, but carefully. Here, Mr. Snortle, let me help.
Stacy, go with your mother. I'll be right behind you. I need to help Mr. Shovelbean.
Everybody out? Where's Chuck?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, what does it look like in there?
Not good. The main beam is cracked, almost clear through.
There's also some damage in the north wall. It's not safe in there.
Oh, can we fix it?
I don't know. Right now, I'm not even sure what caused it.
God's got something planned for us. Let's all be prayerful that we are wise enough to see what it is.
Mom, were you scared?
No. Terrified. How are you?
Okay. What's gonna happen to the church?
I don't know, sweetheart. I just can't imagine being anywhere else on Sunday mornings.
Well, considering all that's happened this morning, I'll see if we can meet in the old library Wednesday night. Then we can put our heads together and figure out what our next move should be. Let's start with a hymn. Turn to page... I guess we don't have any hymnals out here, do we? Well, let's sing It Is Well With My Soul. We all know that one.
That was bad enough. But it was only the beginning. The next day at school, Goose and I were talking about what had happened at church.
Oh, I know. I still can't believe it. I thought my mom was gonna start crying. Then Willie, he kept trying to get back inside the church. Oh, little sisters are so much easier than little brothers.
This is the only church I've known for all my life.
Yeah, but think how neat it will be if they build a new one. Bigger rooms that stay warm in the winter.
I like the cold. It keeps you awake.
There might even be new church pews that actually have cushions on them.
The old ones have never bothered me.
Isn't there anything about a new church building that makes you even a little bit excited?
Nothing. Nothing needs to change. Nothing.
Okay.
I heard Mr. Porter say that the church building had been eaten to bits by termites.
I heard it was water damage, that the whole place is being held together by nothing but mush.
They can't tear down the church, can they?
Well, I don't know. Oh, hey, speaking of mush, I forgot to tell you. Mom says it's okay for you to come to dinner tonight.
We're having mush?
Why would you ask that? So, can you come?
I think so. I'll ask my folks. What are we having for dinner?
Well, it's not mush. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
To tell my mom something.
To not fix mush for dinner?
Exactly. See you in a bit.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Let's get things started. I wanted to start the day by sharing some very exciting news. As you all know, our little town of Wildwood is not so little as it once was. We have nearly doubled the number of students in this class since the fall. Well, the school board met over the weekend and has decided that something needs to be done. This town is only going to continue to grow. So the school board has decided to split up this classroom and hire a second teacher.
No! Miss Harbor, we don't want to be split up!
Now let me explain. Each one of you deserves one-on-one time with me, and I just can't do that with the numbers we're expecting. With the addition of a new teacher, we'll be able to have more in-depth studies, special projects, and field trips that will be age and grade appropriate. I even have a promise from the school board that funds will be available for special electives and maybe a large aquarium.
An aquarium is good!
I want all of you to be able to participate in some of the decisions we have to make. What I'd like for you to do now is to get out a sheet of paper and write down any ideas that you may have for this change in our school. You might have an idea for a special elective class.
Like candle making?
Candle making is a great idea, Goose. Some of you might have ideas for field trips. I'd like to hear about those as well. I will be reading over each one, and I'll share them with the school board when we meet again at the end of the week. All right, now get to work, everyone.
Isn't this exciting, Stacy? Field trips, aquariums, and candle making?
It's not exciting at all. It's awful. I don't want a new teacher. I want to keep Miss Harbor. I don't care if we ever go on a field trip. I just want things the way they were. You're not going to believe this. There's even more. When I got home from school that afternoon, I told Mom and Dad all about what Miss Harbor had told us about splitting up the school. Goose had to talk me out of writing, "I have a great idea. Let's not split up the school."
I don't know, Stacy. It sounds kind of exciting to me.
Dad, I don't want to lose Miss Harper. She's the best teacher in the world. She's barely ever cross, and she... Don't you remember the magnifying glass that she gave me?
Of course I do. She is a great teacher. But maybe the new teacher will be just as good, or maybe even better.
That's impossible.
Stacy, it's not certain that Miss Harper won't be your teacher anymore. I think you should just wait and see what's in store. You just might be surprised.
I don't think I like this surprise. I like our class the way it is.
Should we tell her?
Speaking of surprises, Stace, your mom and I have one for you.
You too? I don't know if I can handle this.
We think you'll like this one.
Well, unless it's a pony, I'd rather not have any changes right now.
Close.
Oh, honey, she's never going to guess. Just tell her.
Okay. Stacy, our family is going to welcome a new member. A special blessing. A gift from God.
It's not a pony, is it?
Oh, for goodness sake, dear. Stacy, I'm going to have a baby.
Hi, I'm Hooper from Alabama. Don't go away, there's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
We have some parents with me today that would love to tell you what they think about the fun, the biblical teaching, and the music of Paws and Tails. Go right ahead, please.
Well, I love...
Closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. I love that Paws and Tails is fun for kids and parents. I kind of expect my kids learn from the episodes, but so do we.
I love that. Now, don't miss an episode of Paws and Tails right here on this amazing station.
A baby. I wanted to scream, but I didn't want to make my folks feel bad. They were so excited, and I told them that I was happy. This is a disaster. No more camping. You can't camp with a baby. No more late night talking and eating ice cream with my mom. The baby's making her tired now, and it's not even born. Nothing will ever be the same. Not at home, not at school, and not at church. At church, there was a Wednesday night meeting to discuss the church building. Dad took me along because Mom wasn't feeling well.
Calm down, everyone. Calm down. We need to listen to all sides of this. Go ahead, Papa Chuck.
I love that church building as much as any of you.
Then why do you want to tear it down?
The support beam. The only thing that keeps the roof up, it's almost hollow from termites and water damage. I can't believe it's held up this long. It would cost so much to try to repair that we could build a whole new, better and bigger church for about the same amount of money.
That's what you say. I think we need a second opinion.
Yes. All right, that's right. I agree.
We've tried to shore it up, but even going in there is taking your life into your hands.
Now, you're not the only one who knows about these things. I say a group of us should go in and make our own assessment before any decisions are made.
I agree. Yes.
If too many people go in there and start banging around, well, if you went in there and pounded on that north wall with your fist, you'd probably bring the whole place down.
My father helped build that church with his own hands. We can't just throw away something so close to our hearts.
That's right. That's our church. Save our church. Save our church. Community church. Come on.
Hold on there. Let's keep a level head about this and listen to every suggestion. That's what we're here for.
But he wants to tear down our church.
Yeah, he's the church.
Now hold on, everyone.
Jake, the town has almost doubled in size this year. The old building only holds about 75, and we pretty much fill it up every Sunday.
Our church has been around for 48 years. I will not stand here and let you turn it into fireworks.
Now hold on. Hold on, everyone. Let's just cool off here. First of all, we are the church, not some building. Second, I think we need to pray about this instead of starting up a wrestling match.
I think God wants us to fix it.
Right.
We haven't the money to paint the old building, let alone fix it or build another one. What I do know is that God has a plan for all of this. He knew that beam was no good. He's not surprised or worried. When God causes change, it's because change is needed. Maybe, just maybe, change is needed here. Now, let's pray that we can see what God wants for us and quit trying to get God to do what we want. Are there any more questions?
Where are we meeting on Sunday?
We'll meet on the field back of the church. We'll have a tent big enough to cover us all. We'll need some help moving some pews, and if that's not possible, we'll need lots of chairs. Is that it? All right, then. Let's close in a word of prayer.
So, Dad?
Yeah, hon?
What do you think about the church? Folks were pretty upset.
Yes, they were. It's a tough thing when change comes.
What do you want?
I'd love to save the old building.
Me too.
But I don't think we'll be able to.
Why?
When Moses was leading the Israelites to the Promised Land...
Yeah?
At one point, pretty early on, they ran out of water. Now, God had just done all these miracles for them, but they were afraid because they were out in the desert with no water. Some of them wanted to go back to Egypt and be slaves with plenty of water instead of being free and following God with no water.
Really?
Uh-huh. The future is uncertain. To us. God knows what's coming, and he often changes things. It's better to follow God into the unknown than to go back. That's just slavery.
So what about the water?
God made water flow out of a rock, more than they could drink.
Whoa.
Yep, I just love that about God. I think Pastor Flint is right. We need to not fight for or against the building. We need to look to God and follow. We need to pray. Pray hard.
I'll pray too.
That's my girl. So, what do you want? A little sister or a little brother?
Thanks for inviting me over for dinner, Mrs. Gondelwisler.
You're more than welcome, Stacy. How's your mother feeling? Goose, hand me that pan.
She's tired, but she's fine.
A new baby? How exciting!
How exciting!
Say, your folks gonna make a baby room?
Nope. It's gonna be in my room.
Oh, that's bad.
Goose, don't scare her like that. It's not that much trouble. Stop making those faces, Willie, and move out of the way, dear.
I want dinner now! I am hungry like a wolf! Oh!
Dinner will be ready in about 40 minutes, little mister. Go sit over there and you can watch.
I'm not trying to scare her. I'm just saying that with a new baby around, there won't be a lot of peace and quiet.
No peace and quiet.
Willie.
I guess not. I haven't thought about it that much.
Babies cry a lot.
Why a lot?
Mom, make him stop.
Willie. Oh, but Stacy, when you first hold that baby, it will be all worth it. I've held 6 of them, so I know. Willie, get your fingers out of that.
When I first held Willie, he spit up on me.
Mommy, Ricky took my doll and shaved her head. Look!
Oh, Ricky. Goose, watch that pot doesn't boil over. Ricky!
What should we do?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Your sister's crying. What should we do?
She cries all the time. She'll stop after a while.
She cries all the time.
Stop it, Willie.
Stop it, Willie.
Mom!
Mom!
Francie, honey, go draw until dinner is done. Willie, you need to keep quiet or leave the kitchen.
I want to stay, Mommy.
Then keep quiet, honey.
I love you, Mommy.
Oh, brother.
Mommy loves you too, Willie. Oh, goodness, the bread. Goose, get me the hot pads. Oh, I hope it's not burned.
Here come hot pads.
It looks good to me, Mrs. Gondelwisler.
Not too bad. Goose, will you watch the potatoes while I go into the garden to get some greens?
Sure, Mom.
How do you handle it all, Goose?
All what?
All what?
Everything. I mean, There's so much going on.
Where's Mommy? Where's Mommy?
Well, she's in the garden.
See, in the garden.
What were you saying, Stacy?
What were you saying, Stacy?
Stop it, Willie.
Stop it, Willie.
Never mind.
Boil it over.
Willie, be quiet.
Pot's boiling over.
Pot's boiling over.
Pot's boiling over.
By the end of dinner, Francie had cried four more times. Tina choked on her pickle, and Willie quietly copied every single thing that Goose said. Brothers and sisters, my life is ruined forever. Period.
Hi, I'm Avery from Texas. My favorite Paws and Tails character is Stacy because she shows bravery even when she's afraid. Wait until you hear what happens next on today's episode.
Hey everyone, Stacy here from Paws and Tails. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting!
Dear Diary, another week has passed. I've done a lot of praying like I told my dad I would, and you won't believe everything that's happened, both at school and church. First school. On Wednesday, Miss Harper told us that next year our school will be divided into two new classes, kindergarten through third grade and fourth grade through sixth.
And I will be taking the fourth through sixth graders. Now, I want you all to know that I will miss you younger students very much. But I will still be seeing you every day. And in just a couple of years, you will graduate into my class. That means that I will get each and every one of you. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I also wanted you to know that I took your ideas to the school board, and several of them are under consideration and might be approved for funding. You all did great.
I'll be in fourth grade next year, so I'll still have Miss Harbor. And it won't have to be around all those little kids anymore. Both of those are good things. So, maybe change isn't so bad. In this case. But that was nothing compared to what happened at church this morning. First of all, there were a lot of new people at the temporary tent.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Mrs. Gongoosler. Morning, Goose. My folks are on their way in. Is there room for everybody?
Yes, Stacy, there's plenty of room.
It's cold, Mommy. Let's go into the real church. This tent is not our church.
No, Willie, you need to stay right here.
I want to sit with Daddy.
All right, Goose, Ricky, Tina, let Willie by.
Stacy, do you know who those people are over there?
They look familiar, but I don't think I've seen them at church before.
I think this is exciting.
Doesn't quite seem like church without the organ music.
There are lots of people here today. A lot of new people. Hope these your folks.
We need some help setting up more chairs. Can I borrow your daddy for a few minutes, Goose?
Sure thing, Mr. Clemmer. Willie, save Dad's seat.
Bye, Daddy.
Good morning, and welcome to Wildwood Community Church. I'm Pastor Flint. And I can't tell you how wonderful it is to see all of you here this morning. If you haven't found a seat yet, please be patient. We've sent out for some more benches and such, and they should be here soon. What a wonderful problem to have. While we're waiting for more seats, Norma Hill will be playing a couple of hymns on her violin. You're welcome to sing along.
Goose, where's Willie?
I don't see him.
Tell Ricky to look under the chairs.
Well, he's not under the chairs either.
If he's eating crackers from the communion table again. Goose, ask Tina to ask your father if he's seen Willie.
Goose, look! Willie's running towards the church building!
What?
Stop him!
He's inside!
Oh! Willie!
Everyone rushed from the tent. Old church was just a pile of lumber. Goose got there first, and without even thinking, she scrambled under the pile and disappeared.
Don't worry, Willie. I'll be right there.
Goose, don't.
Goose, my babies. Please, someone help my babies.
We need to lift this wall. Spread out along there.
I just want my children back in my arms.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus.
Goose had found Willie. And she just rocked him in her arms.
Just one more.
Goose!
Get out now!
Willie, Goose, thank the Lord you're both all right.
Dear Diary, I feel pretty bad about the way I've been acting for the last couple of weeks. I guess my life isn't over after all. It's just turning out a lot different than I expected. Oh yeah, I forgot. There is something that I still need to do. Mom? Dad?
Yes, Stacy?
Yeah, hon?
I know that I haven't said much about the new baby. I just wanted you both to know that I'm okay with it.
You're okay with the baby?
No, I'm excited. It'll be fun to be a big sister. Like Goose.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, honey.
Guess God wants to change things.
Looks like he does.
Plans I Have was written by Amy Robertson and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song Change was written by Sandy Howell and Joanna Carlson. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. On the next Paws and Tales...
By the end of this day, I will have gathered every beautiful girl in the city.
Take her!
Moshe!
Esther, what's going on?
Stand back! This is not an invitation!
What a guy, I'm scared!
Can you hear me, Lord? Do you see my tears that fall?
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tales.